You know, if you give almost anyone $50 to $100 to buy a bottle of wine, it probably won't be too hard for them to pick a winner. But if you give somebody $5 to $10 to buy a decent bottle of wine, now that's Steve's $10 wine challenge. Hi, my name is Steve, and when it comes to wine, I'm just an average Joe like you. Like you, I don't have $50 to spend on a bottle of dinner wine on a random weeknight. Heck, even $25 seems pretty extravagant to me. I expect my wines to cost something in the six-pack of beer range, say $5 to $10. So we have a rule here at Steve's $10 Wine Challenge. No wine we taste can cost more than $10. It could be, say, a $12, $13 bottle of wine that's on sale, because those are the conditions you're shopping under. But $10, that's the envelope. On each episode of Steve's $10 Wine Challenge, we'll learn a little bit about wine. And again, I don't know a lot about wine, but I'm not stupid. I can read and I can learn about wine. And when I learn about wine, I'll share what I learn about wine with you. So we'll learn a little bit about wine. We'll sample a couple of wines. We'll read about the marketing blurb on the back of the bottle, which I like to call the lie on the back of the bottle. We'll see what kind of wines are decent and what kinds of wines are awful in the under $10 range. I think you'll find that wine is certainly one of those products where you can taste the money. Because a $5 bottle of wine, that's really, really challenging to get a good bottle of wine. A $10 bottle of wine, not quite as challenging. So in wine, this is certainly something where you can really taste the money. Today, I think we're going to start with the Syrah family, or as the Australians like to call it, Shiraz. Now, I've discovered that Syrah and Shiraz are actually the same wine. The Australians just call it by another name. So we're going to be covering the Shiraz, but I prefer to call it Syrah because that's the French name, and after all, it's a French grape. So we're going to start today with a Syrah, or as they call it, Shiraz, and they're from California, so they should know better. And it's from Delicato Family Vineyards. Delicato Family Vineyards. And this is a 2003 Syrah, Shiraz. And the cost? $5.49. So this is going to be a challenge. In tasting this wine, there's not much in the nose. It's got sort of a tart cherry smell with a sort of black odor, not unlike the burnt waterlogged sewer-like aroma you get when walking through the charred remains of a house that had caught fire and had its flames doused with a fire hose. Hints of burned mattress and the melted plastic housings of home electronics devices with dark cherry, smoked trout, and ozone. The smell of this wine says, brace yourself. The flavor is slightly sour and cherry-like, with a rather nice spice finish reminiscent of black pepper. However, once the pepper taste dissipates, there is a lingering blood-like aftertaste of rust. The taste I'd expect if the wine had come in a steel can. I've noticed the same flavor in canned green beans and stewed tomatoes before, and I have to say, I'm not very fond of it. This wine is just awful. God, the flavors are just really off. It's so awful that I dumped 3/4 of the bottle down the drain, and I'm not one to dump bottles of wine down the drain. Let's take a look at the marketing blurb on the back, or as I like to call it, the lie on the back of the bottle. It says on the back, Delicato Family Vineyards is known for crafting award-winning wines at rewarding prices. This Shiraz is no exception with its full body, soft tannins, and blackberry flavor that lingers in the finish. Now, by blackberry, I assume they mean the handheld emailing device. Our Shiraz was awarded the best Shiraz of California at the California State Fair 3 consecutive years, and I'm assuming that 2003 wasn't one of them. Our winemakers pride themselves on making each vintage better than the last. So pour a glass and judge for yourself. Well, I have, and I judge this wine guilty of not being very good. Okay, moving on to our second Syrah of the show. This one is also from California, and being Californians, they were good enough to go by the French name Syrah this time rather than Shiraz. The name of the vineyard, strangely enough, is Stonehenge. So that's a little off-putting, and yet, you know, it sort of caught my eye. This is from 2002, and the price was $7.95, so, you know, this is a couple dollars more, so we'll see if we can taste the money, shall we? So, Just a little bit about this wine. The ancient druids served Syrah with hedgehog stew before the dawn of history. Now we at Stonehenge Vineyards continue this time-honored tradition. Kidding. What a name for a vineyard, Stonehenge. The stuff smells tart. It tastes tart. If only I had a tart to share it with tonight. I've paired it with rotisserie chicken, and it's holding its own pretty well. I'd say it needs to mellow, but, you know, it's 2002, and I'm drinking it in 2006, so, you know, how much time does it need? It has really nice berry flavors, which is supposed to be keeping with the style with the Syrah. It's supposed to be sort of like blackberry, raspberry, some cherry. Apparently, it's stored in oak barrels, and the oak barrels sometimes gives it this sort of vanilla thing. And it seems to have these things going on. But it's a little cloying and a little bit tart. But after you sort of let the thing breathe a little bit, it gets a lot better. And it's got a nice, spicy, sort of peppery finish, sort of, you know, very black pepper. And that's followed by this creamy vanilla aftertaste. And then, you know, letting it breathe for a full hour, it's even better. I mean, I can really taste this oaky finish in it. The tartness goes away. I would suggest that you decant the whole thing into a big mason jar and let it breathe for about an hour before swilling. And all in all, I'd have to say it's a pretty good wine. And on to the lie on the back of the bottle. And I quote, Stonehenge is a small family wine producer specialized in production of high-quality handcraft Syrahs. Syrah is also called Shiraz. Oh, so now we're going to get a little bit of history. Shiraz, Shazam, or sometimes She-Ra, Princess of Power, denizen of Castle Grayskull, and her twin sister of He-Man, Master of the Universe. The name of the capital of the ancient Persian Empire of 500 BC. And legendary birthplace of wine. This Syrah is brimming with delicious layers of cassis and plum, and touches of exotic spice and toasty oak vanilla. Enjoy. So there you go. I didn't know that the Persians invented wine. I would have guessed the Greeks. It appears that the Australians are honoring the ancient birthplace of Syrah, which comes from the ancient Persian city of Shiraz. So, I guess I've been a little too hard on the Australians for calling Syrah Shiraz. I hope you'll listen in next time, because I've got a lot more wines to share with you, a lot of good wines and a lot of clunkers.